I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
He's got a YouTube show, Celtic Warrior Workouts, right? He called me, he said, hey, I want to come up and do a show, and he wants to do different challenges he's never done before. So I thought, great, I'll get him on a mountain bike. He'll look like an albino gorilla making love to a volleyball. And he did. And I also thought, hey, maybe he'll wipe out, which would be really funny, at least to me, except he didn't. I did. At about 20 miles an hour, jumping off a jump downhill. And I rolled to my feet and I looked at the camera. I said, people are going to see that and go, why can't he wrestle? And that is when the light bulb lit.
In 2004, I was at a crossroads. I was trying to decide whether I was going to follow my career or my dream at WWE, or if I was just going to go back and, you know, work an IT job or whatever I was doing at the time. And I was working in a nightclub in Dublin, Liddy's Bordello, and WWE came into town. They're at the O2, the local arena, and everybody was there, you know what I mean? The whole Raw crew was there, and I was like, you know, this is a perfect chance for me to go up and say, ask for advice and try and get my, you know, juices flowing again. And I went up to a lot of talent, and everybody gave me the cold shoulder. Everybody but one person. And that person was you. You just wrestled, you were on a 2-week tour, you didn't have to give me any time, you were just trying to relax. But not only did he give me his time, but he brought me over, gave me the best advice I ever heard, and I went and bought me a pint of Guinness.
I appreciate that, I appreciate you. But all that being said, what do you say? Next week, my hometown Toronto, 25 years here in this company, two grizzled vets, been everywhere, done everything, smacking the crap out of each other for the very first time. And then after, heck, we can go back and have a shot of some nice peaty scotch. What do you say?
I don't know, I'm a bit deaf in the left ear here. Calgary, what do you think about the rated R superstar, the Celtic Warrior Shane, that's going out for the first time next week? I'll tell you what, fella, you swapped that peaty scotch for a nice pint of Guinness, and you got yourself a deal.
Friday, August the 18th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News, and that match that you heard hyped there between Edge and Sheamus goes down tonight, just a few hours from now, on SmackDown, and that match could prove to be Edge's final match in WWE. Now, there was a lot of speculation coming into this Toronto episode of SmackDown that it would go this way. Some intriguing words from Edge over the last 12 months have seen us believe that Edge is winding down his WWE career and even said as much last year that he wanted to have his final match in Toronto in 2023. And here we are, Toronto SmackDown tonight in 2023. He was interviewed by Entertainment Tonight in Canada and was asked if this would indeed be his final match. And he revealed something that suggests that it could be. He said, "Here's what I can honestly say. And this isn't the answer everyone wants. I truly don't know. That is strange for me, but I don't. This is the last match on my current contract. I probably won't know until I get to the locker room that night and decompress. I'm going to be 50 in October. It's not easy anymore. Before, what I used to take for granted to be able to do, now there is a process and a fallout. There is a lot. It's the dream gig, but it's getting really, really hard." Edge talking to ET of Canada about his match tonight against Sheamus and how possibly it could be the last. The key thing that he mentioned there was the fact that this is the last match of his WWE contract. After this, there is no commitment to step back into a WWE ring going forward. This doesn't mean that Edge's contract is ending or expiring. It simply could be the case that Edge has something akin to a Legends deal where he'll have a certain amount of matches, but then the rest of the time he will be signed to WWE for appearances, for licensing rights, and numerous other things. But wrestling may not essentially be one of them. So whilst this is his last match, it doesn't necessarily mean he is stepping away from WWE altogether.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Thirty years ago, Monarch Park, July 1st, 1992, I had my first wrestling match as Adam Copeland. Sexton Hardcastle was later. And I knew I'd be standing right here for all of you. I just knew it. What I didn't dream of is that I would have to retire for 9 years and fight with every fiber of my being to get this back. And all of you are the reason for that. This is a reciprocal relationship. Man, I just stood toe-to-toe with one of the best talents and the future of this industry, Damian Priest. And I can't wait to do it some more. And I can't wait to hopefully come back one last time. One last time here in Toronto. I'm looking at the calendar. We usually come here in August. So next August, I plan on seeing each and every one of you.
And in a perfect world, we all say goodbye to each other that night. Hey, but that's okay, man. This is the place for me to do it, okay?
Tonight on SmackDown, Edge competes against Sheamus in what could be his final match in a WWE ring. His return to form has been sensational since January of 2020 when he made a shock appearance at the Royal Rumble. He has been in incredible form since then. A career renaissance for Edge that has seen him competing in a litany of incredible feuds and working with some of the younger stars as well in the process. The founding member of the Judgment Day. I mean, admittedly, the group sort of found its groove after they booted Edge out. And we've seen him in recent months competing for the right to become the World Heavyweight Champion, competing for the right to enter the Money in the Bank match, and had a really great match against Grayson Waller on SmackDown on July the 7th. It all leads to tonight on SmackDown, where he is set to face Sheamus, somebody who he has cited is someone who helped him get back into WWE and was a major part of this return that we have seen over the last 3 years. So it seems like a fitting way to go out. There is one name that we haven't mentioned when it comes to the final run of Adam Copeland, and that is Jey Riso, a.k.a. Christian. Edge and Christian, one of the greatest WWE tag teams of all time. WWE Hall of Famers, both of them. Many feel that those two going out together would be incredibly appropriate. However, Christian Cage is signed with All Elite Wrestling. With Edge's contract coming to an end, there is speculation, nothing that says this is going to be the case, but certainly speculation that Edge, should he choose to, could let the WWE contract expire and then maybe head over to All Elite Wrestling and have that one final match with Christian by his side. Maybe against the Hardy Boys to round out legendary tag team careers for both of them. That's certainly something that people are thinking about. Obviously, speculation ran wild once again over the last couple of hours when a photo emerged of Edge hanging out with Dax Harwood of FTR. It doesn't mean anything, obviously. They've known each other for a long time and they're just catching up. But speculation will be speculation. It's certainly one that we will watch at Cultaholic. But what we do know is tonight, Edge is planning to tear the house down with Sheamus one-on-one in what could be his final match in WWE.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.